Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah? When it comes to love, I know what the score is. But how can I get into the game?
Yes, sir. It's the new Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
Now for our trip to the modest home of the Henderson family and their smiling, happy housekeeper, Beulah. There's no doubt about Beulah being smiling and happy today.
That's right, Mr. Jacobs. I'm so happy I could turn a cartwheel. If I could just get my cart off the ground.
Well, the reason for Beulah's sudden joy is the Henderson's decision to build a rumpus room onto their home, and her boyfriend, Bill, has been awarded the contract. At the moment, Beulah is bustling across the backyard to tell the good news to her friend next door.
Got the world in a juggle. Got the stopper in my hand. Got the world in a juggle. Got the stopper.
Ah, hello, Beulah, honey.
Good morning, Oriole. Can I come in?
Why, certainly. Now, you want to know something, honey? This is a very coincidence because I was just coming over to your place to ask you something.
Well, go ahead and ask.
No, I can't ask you now.
Why not?
Because I'm not at your place. I'm here.
Well, ask me anyway. I'm here, too, you know.
Well, that's just the trouble, honey. If you're here and I go over to your place to ask you, you won't be home.
Well, I'm getting tired of playing ring around Rosie. I came over here to tell you that Bill's going to put up the Henderson's new rumpus room. And I thought maybe Loose Tooth would like a job helping him.
Well, that's sweet of you, Beulah, but Loose Tooth just got a new job. He starts working on it next week.
That's next week. Can he work with Bill this week?
Well, I'm afraid not. He has to go in training this week.
In training?
Uh-huh.
What's he going to be? An FBI man?
No. He's going to be a night watchman. And he's busy catching up on his sleep.
Well, in case he decides he'd like some work to do in the daytime, let me know.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that, honey.
Well, I better be getting back now. See you later, unfortunately.
Okay, Beulah. Oh, by the way, when you get home, would you give me a ring on the telephone?
What in the world for?
I haven't heard from you all morning.
Come on, again. Goodbye. Now, what's going on out here? Looks like little Donnie's working on something. Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Beulah. Look at this. I'm building a birdhouse.
What's the idea of doing that? You haven't got a bird.
No, but I will have. Sandy Emerson's dad bought him a couple of homing pigeons, and we're going to send each other messages.
Oh, and just where are you going to keep this birdhouse?
Up in my room.
Pigeons in your room, huh? Tell you what, Donnie, I'll split the cost if you'll send your messages by telegram instead.
Nah, birds are more fun.
Oh, more fun, huh?
Sandy's dad said he once crossed a homing pigeon with a woodpecker. Can you know what he got?
No, Mr. Bones. What did he get?
He got a bird that knocked on the door when he brought a message.
My. Why didn't he cross a pigeon with an owl and get a bird that delivers night letters?
Say, isn't that Bill coming this way on his motorcycle?
Yeah, that's Bill, all right. I can tell by the salami hanging from the handlebars.
Hello, baby. Hiya, Donnie boy.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill, would you mind taking a look at this birdhouse I'm making?
Not at all, Donnie boy.
Well, what do you think, Bill? Is it okay?
Yeah, not bad at all. Of course, it could use a little more reinforcement right across the bottom here.
Yeah, in case the bird lays a heavy egg, huh?
Hammer the hammer, Donnie, and I'll fix it. Beulah, you hold this nail while I pound it in.
Not me, Bill. I'm not holding the nail while you're swinging a hammer.
And why not?
For sentimental reasons. I don't want to say goodbye to my fingers.
Oh, never mind. I'll hold it myself. Like this, yeah.
Kindling wood, anybody?
Gee whiz, Bill, you smashed the whole birdhouse.
Yeah, so I see. Oh, well, it's a good thing we found out before it was too late.
Found out what?
Green lumber. Now, don't worry about it, Donnie boy. Old Bill will make you a brand new birdhouse.
Gee, Bill, that'd be swell.
Mm. Not right now, though. First, old Bill's got to go down to City Hall with me and get a building permit so he can get started on that rumpus room.
Well, that's okay. And in the meantime, I'll go get some more wood and nails someplace.
Oh, Bill's got the materials, Donnie. You just have to get one important item.
Okay. What?
Some Band-Aids.
¶¶
Here we are, baby. The Department of Building is right down this hall.
Bill, are you sure you'll get a building permit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't had much experience in the construction line.
Oh, don't let it trouble your top, my little taffy apple. I'll go through this like a breeze.
Well, you should. You're certainly full of enough wind.
Come on, let's go in and get it over with.
Yes? Can I help you people?
Oh, yes, sir. My friend here would like to
I can speak for myself, baby. I'd like a building permit that'll permit me to build a building, mister.
Oh, yes. Just have a seat, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
Thank
sir.
You.
Here we are. Now, let's see. Just what type of construction are you planning?
Well, I'd like to add another room onto a house.
That's right. A rumpus room.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the blueprint of the room, please.
Yes, sir. There it is. This is it. Right here.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I can have a look at your plot plan.
My plot plan?
That's right. The plot plan.
Oh, the plot plan.
Everybody has to have a plot plan.
Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead without my plot plan.
I take it you have no plot plan.
Mister, you just took it.
That's right, sir.
Well, I suppose you could bring it back later. However, there are certain structural details I must have now.
Well, I can give you all the structural details now, all right, sir.
Fine, fine. Now, what size footing do you have?
I wear a size 12 double E.
Except in hot weather when his feet swell.
No. When I say footings, I'm referring to the concrete foundation of the room.
Oh, of course. Well, we'll have one, all right.
Let's forget the footings for a moment.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just tell me, do you have steel girders?
Sir, that is a very personal question.
I said girders, not girdles. I'm terribly sorry, folks, but I'm afraid I'll have to turn down your application for a building permit until such time as you can comply with the regulations of this department.
You mean I can't go ahead and build a room?
Not until you're able to give us satisfactory answers to the questions we're required to ask.
Oh, I see.
Once you do that, you will be issued a permit and can begin construction.
Well, Bill, heard of buildings being condemned before, but this is the first time I ever heard of a condemned contractor. Oh, Bill, now don't do that. You're really taking this too hard, Bill.
Well, I can't help it, honey. I thought sure I'd get a permit and start work this afternoon, and you know I need that job.
Yeah. Well, maybe Mr. Harry will be able to get a permit some way. And you still can get to work.
Hey, Bill, you back already?
Oh, hello, Donnie. Yeah, I'm back.
That's swell. Now I can get started building my birdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can if you don't have to get a permit first.
While you were gone, I drew up some blueprints on it. Only I couldn't find any blue paper. So I used some old paper bags.
Oh, sort of a brown print, huh?
Is this it here?
Yeah, and I even drew up a plot plan, too.
A plot plan?
Well, sure. Everybody's got to have a plot plan.
Here we go again.
Well, where did you find out about plot plans, Donnie boy?
From Sandy's Uncle Morris. He's a contractor.
Oh, I see.
Now look, Bill.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm
use
looking.
Some quarter round for girders and some one-by-one for footings.
Yeah.
Girders? Footings? Donnie, do you know all about those things?
Well, sure. Any dope knows about that.
Want a bet?
Wait a minute, Mueller. Donnie. Hold the foot, blow the whistle, cut off the motors. I've just gotten me an idea.
And I just got an idea of what idea you just got.
You think it'll work?
You can try.
What are you two talking about?
Donnie boy, how would you like to come down to City Hall with me and answer a few questions about plot plans and footings and girders?
You mean?
I mean that I'd like you to be my partner in obtaining a permit to build a rumpus room. Think you can do it?
Well, gee, sure I can.
Then let's get going, boy. With your brains and my brawn, we'll be the best contracting outfit in the business.
Dog, brains and brawn incorporated.
Come on, Donnie. We want to get back there before they close for the afternoon.
Okay.
Wait. I'll go along with you. We'll change brains and brawn incorporated to brains, brawn, and beef. Incorporated, associated, and unlimited.
Yeah. My name is Flupert. Everything happens to me. I guess the age of the real He-Man is gone, you know. Because, like, nobody could take it anymore. The other day, a bunch of us guys was working out in the field, and the other guys kept their hats on, and they took those silly salt tablets, and they drank water, you know, real careful-like. Yeah, but not me. I took off my hat and my shirt, and, I really worked up a He-Man sweat. And, boy, I'll tell you, I must have drunk a gallon of water. I was doing just fine when everything started going round and round and round. Everything happens to me. Sunstroke. Can you imagine? A great big strong guy like me. Boy, did I feel bad. And I had a real bad sunburn also. I gotta remember how to take it in hot weather around here. It's better, you know, because, like, everything happens to me. I wonder why.
Well, a trip to the city hall with Donnie was a wonderful idea. Everything worked out just fine. Donnie gave Bill all the right answers, and he got the permit. Now, if I could just get Donnie to give Bill another right answer to a little question of mine, maybe he'll get a permit to get married.
The Bueller Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. Bill is played by Ernest Whitman, Oriole by Ruby Dandridge, Donnie by Sammy Yogg, the man at Department of Building by Earl Ross, and Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. The Bueller Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Instant Postum brings you the new Bueller Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Bueller, the all-around girl. I'm the same size all around.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's a new Bueller Show brought to you, transcribed by good-tasting Instant Postum.
Love that Postum.
Enjoying life is something all of us want to do, and the first requirement for that is health. Nobody has fun when their nerves are upset, when they're feeling edgy and out of sorts, all dragged out from loss of sleep. If you suffer from these complaints, it may be that you have coffee nerves. Yes, coffee nerves and restless nights caused by caffeine in coffee or tea.
Of course, many folks can handle caffeine without ill effect, but it is a drug that affects lots of people, perhaps you. Well, you can banish coffee nerves by switching to Instant Postum, because Instant Postum is absolutely caffeine-free. It lets you sleep. So start now to get the most out of life. Don't let caffeine steal your rest. Switch from coffee and tea to delicious Instant Postum. Get a jar of Instant Postum this week at your grocer's. Devoted followers of our plot situations may recall without too great difficulty that Beulah's boyfriend, Bill, was all set to build a rumpus room onto the home of Beulah's employers when an unexpected business reversal caused the Hendersons to abandon the project altogether.
Right, Mr. Jacobs.
Unfortunately, Bill had already invested some of his own money in building materials.
Right again. And that leaves poor Bill in a hole without his even picking a shovel or a pick.
At the moment, Beulah is about to enter Bill's fix-it shop.
Hello, Billy boy.
Well, baby, this is a surprise.
I was just coming back from the market, and I thought I'd drop in.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by, honey. I wanted to show you something I got yesterday when I thought I was going to get that building job from the Hendersons.
You mean all that lumber right on the side of the building?
No, no, no. What I'm talking about is right over here in the corner.
Yeah?
Oh, just feast your eyes right over there, honey. Now, ain't that a beauty?
Yeah, it certainly is, Bill. It's gorgeous.
I knew you'd be as crazy about it as I am.
I certainly am, honey. What is it?
Oh. Well, woman, that's a genuine all-metal deluxe drill press. Just what I've always wanted.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy together. What do you do with a thing like this anyway?
You drill holes. Any size holes you want, I'll drill them.
Oh, I see. How much did you pay for it?
Well, I got it on sale for $87.50.
You mean to stand there and tell me you paid $87 for a machine that don't do nothing but drill holes?
$87.50.
Bill, I got a flash for you. This machine will never drill a hole as big as the one you got in your head.
Oh, now, baby, that's the wrong attitude to take.
Listen, William, you're going and spend all the money you had in the world on lumber for a job that you haven't even got. And then you turn around and squander more money on a silly machine to bore holes in it.
Now, don't get excited, honey. Don't get excited. I can always return the lumber and get my money back.
Well, you better. And one more thing. Get busy and start drilling yourself 400 or 500 assorted holes with that machine.
What for?
Because you're going to return that thing, too. You might as well have a big supply on hand.
Oh, no.
Honestly, Bill, I don't know what would come of you if I didn't keep my eye on you. And now, before you do any more foolish buying, come walk me home.
Oh, let's don't walk back, baby. That'll take half hour or more. I can get you there in 10 minutes on my motorcycle.
No. It'd be quicker if we walked.
How'd you figure?
Well, we may get there in 10 minutes on your motorcycle, but it'll take another hour and a half to pry me out of the sidecar. That you, Miss Alice?
No, just me, Beulah.
Oh, hello, Donnie. Would you like some milk and cookies?
No, thanks, Beulah. I don't think so. In fact, I probably won't want any milk and cookies for a long time.
What's the matter, Donnie? You usually drink about a half a quart of milk and eat up a box of cookies every day about this time.
Well, that's just it. Cookies and milk run into money. I want to try and save Dad as much money as I can. On account of we're so poor now.
So poor? What gave you that idea?
Well, Dad lost that big business deal, and we can't afford to have the new rumpus room.
Oh, bless your heart, Donnie. That don't mean your dad is flat broke, you know. I'll admit he's no Rockefeller, but I think he can afford to keep you in milk and cookies. Now, sit down and drink this up, and nibble on these ginger snaps.
Well, okay, Beulah. Just this time. But my heart won't be in it.
Well, never mind your heart. Just get your teeth in it. You know, Donnie, a boy as young as you are shouldn't bother himself with worrying about such things as money. Money doesn't mean a thing.
It doesn't?
Not a thing. I never worry about money.
Gee, Beulah, I'm glad you told me that.
You are?
Well, yeah, as long as you don't care anything about money, me and Sandy want to go to the movies, so you can lend us a buck.
Well, what do you know? Love that boy.
Bill,
Sure, I think you might start dinner now. Mr. Henderson should be home soon.
Oh, it's already started, Miss Alice.
Oh, good. Where's Donnie? I haven't seen him since I got back.
Well, there's a double feature at the Bijou this afternoon.
Oh, fine. I imagine he's right between Roy Rogers and Tyrone Power.
I'd give a lot to be in that spot myself.
Well, I hope he remembers to get home in time for dinner.
Oh, he'll be home in time. They close down the popcorn machines at 5:30 so they can refuel for the night shows.
Where'd Donnie get money for a matinee, anyway? This morning he was complaining to me he was down to his last nickel.
Well, I guess you might say he got it through strategy, Miss Alice.
Strategy?
Yes, he strategized me right out of a dollar bill.
Oh, that Donnie. Sometimes I think that boy's going to grow up to be a confidence man.
He's got a good start. He's already a confidence boy.
Oh, dear. I certainly wish things had gone well enough so we could have gone ahead with that rumpus room we all wanted so much.
Me too, Miss Alice. Bill sure could have used the work.
Yes. Isn't it a shame money's so important?
Uh-huh. I was just telling Donnie something along the same lines this afternoon, before he made a liar out of me.
Well, I suppose it happens to everybody, though. Sooner or later, money just seems to get into your blood.
Well, I'm sure ready for a little transfusion myself.
We're all a little anemic around here. Do you think there's enough peas, Beulah?
I think so.
Okay, now what do you need? The rice?
Yes. You know, Miss Alice, I was thinking after my little talk with Donnie, maybe we could cut down a little on household expenses and that way maybe save enough to pay for the rumpus room.
Oh, Beulah, that'd take a lot of cutting down. I don't see how we could possibly do it.
Well, we might save quite a bit just on food alone.
On food? How?
Stop eating the stuff.
Well, I'm sure somebody could make $1 million if he just discovered a cheap substitute for food.
Of course we'd have to have something to eat, but we could raise our own vegetables.
I'm afraid we've never had much luck raising vegetables, Beulah.
I don't know about that, Miss Alice. If you remember, during the war, I had one of those victory gardens.
Yes, that's right. But do you really think that was a success?
We won the war, didn't we?
Well, I can't argue with you there. Well, now, that takes care of the rice. Now what?
Oh, that's about all, I guess, except peeling some onions. But I can do that.
No, I'll help.
Oh, really, Miss Alice, I can do it all right.
No, let me peel some onions, too. Maybe I'll feel better about the rumpus room if I have a good cry.
Okay. Here's an onion and here's a knife.
Okay, thanks. Ooh. Oh, this onion really is strong.
Yeah. My mama once told me that when you're peeling onions, put a little potato on the end of the knife and you won't cry.
Oh, does that work?
Works fine for me. But the poor potato cries his eyes out.
Well, the potato has nothing on me. Look at my eyes.
You certainly are tearful. I wonder if onions cry when they peel people.
I don't know. I've never seen an onion peel a people. I mean, person.
Maybe we better stop peeling for a while, huh? After all, remember the Johnstown flood?
I haven't cried like this since the last Betty Davis picture I saw.
Yeah. I'm all through with my onions, Miss Alice.
Yes, I'm through with mine, too, Beulah. Would you hand me that face towel, please?
Yeah, here you are. I better get a bath towel for myself.
Hello, anybody home?
Yes, dear, we're out here in the kitchen.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, hello, everybody.
Hi.
What? What's going on here? Why all the tears?
It's nothing, Mr. Harry.
Nothing?
No.
Alice, honey, you're crying. Both of you are crying.
Oh, no, it's nothing,
no,
dear.
Now, come on. Please, don't try to hide anything from me.
Honey, I'm not.
That's right, Mr. Harry. There's nothing the matter at all.
Nothing the matter at all. People just don't cry for no reason at all.
Women do.
Relax, darling. There's nothing to get excited about. Beulah and I were discussing the rumpus room, and I was helping her with dinner.
Oh, so that's it, huh? The rumpus room, huh?
What?
Why, Alice, honey, I had no idea in the world it meant so much to you.
Oh, no, dear. Don't be silly. Well, that's not it.
Now, never you mind, though, honey. You can just dry your eyes now, because we're going to have that room after all.
What? Really, Harry?
Really?
Hot dog.
Listen, this morning I got a call from the city engineer's office. They want to buy that whole tract of land over on the east side.
The whole thing?
Every lot.
Hot dog with mustard.
You see, the idea is the tract's going to be a part of the new highway the city's building.
Yeah.
And they'll pay just what we've been asking for it. And the deal's practically set.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful.
Oh, I think it's just terrific. And, Beulah, another thing. You can call Bill and tell him to get started just as soon as possible.
Hot dog with mustard and relish. But easy on the onions.
In the theater or at the movies, you can usually spot the villain right away. But in everyday life, it isn't that easy. Take Mr. Coffee Nerves, for example. He's a real villain, but he's usually disguised as sleeplessness, fidgety nerves, a tired, dragged-out feeling. Don't let Mr. Coffee Nerves fool you. Get rid of him fast.
That makes Postum a hero, all right. Because Postum gives that Mr. Coffee Nerves the old heave-ho. There ain't nothing in Postum to keep you from sleeping all night long. Besides, that good taste of Postum's, it gets you.
Yes, Beulah, Postum is the answer. Remember, just because many people do drink coffee or tea without harm, it's no sign that you can. Don't take a chance on caffeine. Switch to delicious instant Postum today. Drink instant Postum instead of coffee or tea for just 10 days. The results will speak for themselves.
Well, now the building project is on again. Won't it make Bill happy to hear the news? Now he can keep his drill press and drill all the holes he wants. I wonder if I gave him this old gold locket of mine, could he drill a hole in it? Of course, it would ruin the locket, but it sure would make a nice wedding band.
Ever watch a child playing grown up? Youngsters love to do it. And here's a hot and hearty mealtime beverage that lets them be grown up at the table, too. It's Instant Postum. The grown-up drink that's safe for the whole family. Good-tasting Instant Postum contains no caffeine, no drugs of any kind. It's the safe drink that lets you sleep. Why don't you make Instant Postum your all-family drink? You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by delicious Instant Postum. The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hatus and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking.